B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think all along, when Tom Brady went to Tampa, he had to know in the back of his mind that Rob Gronkowski wanted to join him there. And right after he signed, there was an outpouring of support from players who wanted to come to Tampa and made it be known to the Buccaneers organization. And I remember speaking to some people, and they said, you would not believe the names of some of the people who want to come play with Tom Brady in Tampa at this time. And clearly, Rob Gronkowski was one of them, because I was told that Tampa is the only place that he would have considered coming out of retirement for to go play with Tom Brady, to be reunited with a quarterback that he spent his entire career with.
All the best players want to play with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucs now. All of them. So they went and got a $10 million tight end who no one's even sure that he can play. I'm sort of rooting against that. Just $10 million on a tight end that you don't know is a sure thing. And a guy who threatened to retire and then eventually did retire and is now coming back. Okay, Tampa, let's see. Let's see if that move works out to make Brady happy.
So, Beetle, is your best-case scenario, the Pats are good, the Bucks are good, but Gronkowski is largely ineffective?
Yes.
Okay.
good job, yes. That's exactly right. Yes, that he's there, and I'm not rooting for anything bad to happen to him, but just is not a major factor. That Brady is great even without, you know, great plays every game from Rob Gronkowski or 65 catches from Rob Gronkowski. 617-779-0985. But this begs a question when you hear that. You know, you wouldn't believe the names that want to be in Tampa. Well, we know that Gronk wanted to be in Tampa. It's the only place he would probably go. How long has this been in the works? How long has this been a thing with Brady and with Gronk? And Diana Russini reported yesterday, right after the deal was done, that Brady was heavily involved in getting Gronk to Tampa. How long had they been working on this plan? Does it go back a year? Does it go back a month? Does it go back a week? How long do you think it took to put this together?
December of 2018.
Are you being serious? I can't tell.
Yeah, yeah. That's when Rob Gronkowski first started, you know, his long con of not wanting to play football anymore, and now his body can't take it, and now it's, you know, so much pain for him to be in, and blah, blah, blah. And then it's all part of the long con, you know, making things. He's thinking about it, stick it to the Pats a little bit by waiting until it was not too late, but waited as long as he could to make it difficult for the Patriots to do anything else at tight end for the season. And it was all in the works. Maybe they didn't know the team, but they knew that Rob was going to be done. He wasn't going to play for him anymore, and that Tom at some point decided he was going to give it one last shot, but to, you know, keep up appearances,
sure,
Rob was going to have to sit out at least a year, and then all with designs on them reuniting for this upcoming season somewhere else.
Let me put it this way. When Brady went to Tampa, did he know that when he was going to Tampa that he was going to be recruiting Rob Gronkowski to be there?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
I know you didn't ask me, but absolutely.
No, I want to hear from you. Joe Murray, I want to hear from you.
No, absolutely. Like, to Hardy's point, yeah, they probably talked about it, but once he signed and wasn't with the Patriots, Rob Gronkowski considered coming back, and then I'm going to bring up the WrestleMania thing again. It was a bust. He was the host. He looked like an idiot. And then all of a sudden he falls on a bunch of guys and wins a fake title. Like, that happened, and he was like, I'm too good for this. And I think he's failed at some things, like the Super Bowl parties. Like, it kind of was stupid. I thought he looked, again, I think he might have failed at some off-field stuff, or it didn't really fill his competitive juices. And then once he filled his obligation at WrestleMania, I think in April, he was like, I want to come back and play football.
Okay, but that means that Brady didn't know on the day that he signed with Tampa Bay that he'd be recruiting Gronk.
Well, I think that was one of the conversations. You just teased something about, do other teams have regret? Well, yeah. I mean, maybe like maybe he talked to the Chargers. Maybe the Chargers weren't interested. Maybe at one point San Francisco wasn't interested. But I'm sure that was part of it. Hey, I'll come to Tampa Bay, but I want to bring Gronk as well. And maybe some other teams weren't. I mean, they already turned down the Antonio Brown stuff. Arian said that right away. So they didn't say it about Gronk.
Here's Schefter, by the way, on Brady, how long he had known.
Once Tom Brady went there, he was willing to go to Tampa. And I think if Tom Brady had chosen to play in Los Angeles with the Chargers or Las Vegas with the Raiders or wherever it was, that Rob Gronkowski had a real chance to be sure to follow him to that destination. In this particular case, it happens to be Tampa.
So what he's saying is no matter where Brady landed, Gronk was going to try and come back and go to wherever Brady was. And so if that's true, I assume Brady had to have known that in the back of his mind. But I don't think it was part of his exit, though. I don't think Brady was exiting New England at all because Gronk could go wherever he ended up. Like, I don't think that's a motivating factor for Brady. Ooh, if I go elsewhere, I can get Gronk, too. I just have a hard time believing that that factored in. I also have a very hard time believing that a year ago these guys had a discussion about this and had, like, planned to get back together with a team elsewhere. That just seems sort of far-fetched.
Wait, what's the last part that seems far-fetched to you?
That if a year ago those two guys got together and Brady said, hey, you know, I can leave here and we can go get together with another team.
The only thing that makes it far-fetched is the fact that Brady stayed on another year. You know, he didn't have to sign another one-year deal.
He didn't. Who signed a one-year deal?
No, that Tom Brady agreed before the start of last season that he was going to be here for one more year. But
that's not what that deal was. He didn't sign on for any. The year was already there. He just signed on for more money.
You're right. Yeah, right. The year was already
Yeah, no, he was playing here.
He was already under contract. I guess maybe it would have made more sense had Gronkowski decided to stick it out one more year too. The part where my whole theory falls apart is Gronkowski taking an entire year off. That's a big risk. You know, and I do believe that they probably had conversations going back a long time ago, you know, back to December of 2018. But the idea that Gronk was going to, you know, get away from the game for an entire year, all with designs of them getting back together for this upcoming year, that defies belief a little bit, you know, like a lot can happen over the course of a year.
And let's not forget,
that doesn't mean
I was going to say, don't forget Jason Witten. If you remember him, he took a year off, did broadcasting, failed, and decided to come back to football, got paid, what, $5 million? So Gronk's going to essentially get $10 million to take a year off, not be as strong, maybe be a little bit more athletic and healthy. It might be better.
All right, so let's do this. Let's get to the action update. I want to address a question about Brady and Gronk, and that is if Brady had re-signed here, which I think was a possibility, despite him never getting a contract offer, I think that in Brady's mind, he was willing to come back to the Patriots. That may have been a 10 or 20% chance. It may not have been his preference, but I don't think he had ruled out the Patriots. And if he had come back here, would Gronk have come back? We'll get to that question coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
(617) 779-0985, the phone number for you. Would Rob Gronkowski be coming back to football right now if Tom Brady had re-signed in New England? We don't have to rehash all the Brady stuff. Let's focus on Gronk. Is he coming back today if Brady is back here in New England on a two-year deal?
Is Gronkowski back in New England if Tom Brady is here?
Year away, feeling good again, wants to get back to playing football. No. My instinct is to say no. Your instinct is to say no. Joe, yours?
Absolutely not. He did not want to come back to New England.
So what does that tell you about his desire to play football? And, Joe, I know you've said throughout the day that he only wants to come back and play because he's failed at everything else. What does that tell you about his desire to actually play football still?
I think the fact that it can be in Tampa, better weather, maybe better on his body, and still catching passes from Tom Brady.
All right, so what is that about then? Is that about playing football, or is that about, I'll do it because it's not such a bad place weather-wise? Stop it. Do you want to play football or not? Do you want to be back in the game because of the game or because it's Tampa and the weather's nice and you get to be with your buddy Tom Brady? What is this about? And I think the answer to that question just tells you what it's about. It's not about football. It's about $10 million, nice weather, and Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean,
good luck, Tampa.
What's wrong
good
with
luck.
That? This is going to make them a better football team, too, though.
Because that doesn't make it, because I don't think that's what how the best players operate. And he's been one of the best throughout his career because I think he loves football. He genuinely loved the game, and he was mentally into it because he loved it. I'm not sure he loves it anymore.
So let me just say, would you rather, and I'm being serious, would you rather just O.J. Howard or Rob Gronkowski?
Right now, O.J. Howard.
Ah,
I would take O.J. Howard.
Come on.
I absolutely would. There's a future for O.J. Howard.
Yeah, with 1 year left. He's basically got 1 year. They both have 1 year left for 1 year.
No, O.J. Howard has more than 1 year left in his NFL career. His contract might be up, but he's got more time in his career.
That's what I'm saying. He's essentially a rental. So for 1 year at $10 million, give me Rob Gronkowski wanting to play with Tom Brady with some motivation. There's got to be some more motivation. There's got to be – listen.
What does the contract have to do with it? You're talking about the player.
Well,
O.J. Howard's ceiling to me, O.J. Howard's ceiling as a young player is better than getting older players.
I think the situation, though, is – I don't want to get technical, but – like, O.J. Howard, if you trade for him, like, that's a rental. So I'd rather take a chance on 1 year of Rob Gronkowski with a little bit of motivation in playing with Tom Brady than an O.J. Howard who hasn't worked out yet in 4 years or whatever it is with a high praise out of Alabama. Like, for the Bucks, I think it's worth it to play with a guy who he knows and I still think can play a little bit of football. Like, I still think he's going to make an impact for the Bucks. Like, he,
all right, but
he
we're getting
will.
Off track here. The question is, does this guy really love football still and want to play football?
I think he does.
And last year, his desire, his distaste, we'll call it, of playing for Bill Belichick was stronger than his desire to play football.
Yes.
That's true, right?
Yeah, that was my assertion early on. And as much as he wants to play and as much as he wants to play with Tom Brady, The other side of that scale was how much he disliked playing for Belichick, and that outweighed how much he wanted to play with Brady. Yep.
Add in the Bruce Arians factor, too, the fact that he's probably the most lenient coach in the NFL.
Yep.
Doesn't want guys sticking around the facility all day long. He wants to take care of his guys. He likes to throw the ball long. He likes to throw deep balls. Like, he's probably not going to ask him to block in the run game as much. That's probably part of it, too. Going from the strictest coach to the most lenient coach in the NFL? Maybe he refines his fun that way.
Going from a football coach to Bruce Arians? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you talk about playing football, and you can't do it just, you know, in a
You can't half-ass it. I'm sorry. But you can't half-ass football, man. If you're him, I just don't know how that's going to look when he's not invested. And I don't believe he's invested. He wasn't invested enough to even play last year. And he comes back because it's nice weather, $10 million, Tom Brady, an easy coach. Joe tells me that the reason why is just because he sucked at everything else. So if it were about football and about loving the game of football and being truly invested in football, the answer to that question would be, yep, he'd be coming back to New England this year too, because he'd be coming back to football, because a year away his body feels better and he misses football so much that he needs it. I don't think he needs it. And that's why I'm not expecting great results.
Just a quick thing. That Super Bowl run that they had, he wasn't great during the regular season. He wasn't. When it came to the playoffs, he was straight money. And I just feel like he can still be that type of guy. And I still think he has that competitive juice to help the Tampa Bay Buccaneers be a successful football team.
Do you think he can be that guy for 16 games?
Absolutely. He's never was that for the Patriots. How could he be that for the Bucs?
Can he do it for 13 games?
I don't know.
The final three in January. That's all he has to do.
There you go, Jim. That's all it
matters. Right, no, that's fine. But at least you admit what he is. And he's not worth a win in Vegas like they gave him today.
I don't know. Dude, I'm telling you, man, I'm really turning the corner on the Bucs defense still sucks and whatever. But I still think he and Brady, like if you look at what they did last year with all the turnovers and mistakes, you just add those two guys in, they're a better football team.
617-779-0985. Sully's in Brockton. Sully.
Hey, how you doing, Beetle? Hey, how
good.
Hey.
Yeah, I definitely think Gronk's a good thing, you know. Ever since I heard the news, I almost forgot about this COVID-19 stuff. You know, I definitely think he's going to be motivated. You know, Brady or Gronk, you know, they didn't want to play for Bill. So I definitely think it's a good thing that he's going to Tampa. I know I'm buying 87 and number 12 Tampa jerseys, even though they look like high school jerseys. I will be buying them. You know,
okay, Sully. He's in. He's in on Tampa Bay. He's buying his jersey.
You know, the motivations are going to be different for, you know, different guys. Brady, I don't know where he gets his motivation from. It's off the charts. You know, after six rings, he's still, you know, got some fire and he still wants to prove something. And whether you think it's all based from TB12 or what, I don't know. I don't know where he gets it from, Beetle. He's a different breed of cat. For Rob Gronkowski, he's got his three rings, but he feels like there's something that maybe he didn't do football-wise, and maybe he just didn't have as much fun winning them as he wanted to. And you could be right. Maybe he just wants the paycheck. Maybe he just wants to you know, live in Florida and play a little more football and, oh, by the way, make $9 million while you're doing it. But there could be something for him that says, you know what? Yeah, I've won before, but I didn't really like how it felt. I would like to see how it feels winning and having a good time at the same time. And while that may seem ludicrous to us, we've never doubted that Rob Gronkowski was a different breed of cat, too. And maybe that's a big motivation for him, just the fun aspect of it. And if he wants to have more fun, if he wants to try and win a game by having and win a championship by having fun doing it, maybe that's all the motivation he needs. Yeah. It's a stretch. It's a tough argument to make, but these are tough guys to understand too.
And I understand what you're trying to say, Beetle, about motivation. And you know, some guys don't work like that when they play football and they don't have it. You see it on the field and it just doesn't work out. But remember when Gronk got hurt in the Super Bowl and he was a decoy? Like, I feel like he can be that type of player with the Bucs as well and open things up for that offense. So he might not be the same Gronk, but safeties will still worry about him. Linebackers will still worry about him. And I think that will help Brady and those other receivers as well.
Well, you got to cover him, but are they going to worry about him like they did 5 years ago? I mean,
nope.
You just said it, Joe. His last year here, he wasn't drawing double coverage anymore.
But he was still making plays. Especially when it counted.
In the playoffs, in the regular season. No, he was just drawing single coverage.
Still think he can make an impact in that league.
Jake is in Boston. Hey, Jake, go ahead.
Gentlemen, before I get into Gronk, the Bruins live stream last night was one of the best, funniest things I think that's come out of the quarantine. It was just fantastic if you saw it. And I'm sure it's deleted from the record because those players were drinking. And you got a lot of purity and a lot of truth that came out that made you love that team. On to Brady, Gronk, the whole Palace Q thing. Joe Murray, you're saying Bill doesn't have emotion when it comes to these moves. I think every move he's made this offseason is based around his emotions. Tom Brady could still be here, and he's 43 years old. But instead of that money that Brady got, Bill spent the money on two 33-year-old safeties. And last time I checked, 33 is very old for a safety, and Tyreek Hill and Stephon Diggs are still very, very fast.
What about last year when they offered him the money, though? They offered him the money a year ago, and he turned it down. So, yeah, so I'm just saying.
You could have offered Brady 2 years, $30 million, or 2 years, $60 million.
They offered him a deal last year, and he said no. They did.
That's because he offered them one year or 2 years at low.
This year's safeties have nothing to do with last year's money. You know what I mean? Brady said he didn't want the money.
Joe, this defense needs to be completely retooled.
You know.
The defense is old and aging in addition to certain pieces on the offense.
Jake, hold on 1 second. Joe, you know that the Patriots did not offer Brady what he got in Tampa.
No, I'm saying a year ago they offered him a deal and he said no.
Do you think they offered him a deal? Do you think they offered him a deal that was equivalent to what he just got in Tampa?
From everything we know, they never offered him a deal at all this year.
Right. Well, you brought up a year ago. Do you?
But what I'm saying, a year ago, Brady said no.
He was offered something. I know that he said no. He should have said no. Do you think it was at all close to what he was given this offseason in Tampa?
No.
All right,
it would have never
happened. So why would you hold it against him that he said no?
How is that emotion with Bill Belichick?
The emotion that Jake brought up was go ahead, Jake.
It's emotion because Bill is supposedly a defensive guy. He's got his two kids coaching. All the moves that Bill has made has been to keep this aging defense in place and potentially go 8-8. If you're going to blow it up and go for Trevor Lawrence. Don't blow it up and spend $19 million on Steph Gilmore and another 10 on Hightower and another 8 on Patrick Chung and another 10 on the McCourties. Blow it all up.
I don't know. AFC East, I think it's impossible to tank in the AFC East. I'm like sick of this Trevor Lawrence. You thought I was pissed about Roger Goodell yesterday? This Trevor Lawrence tank crap, this can't happen in the AFC East. Every team stinks in the AFC East. I like want to bet everybody right now that the Patriots will be competitive this year and possibly make the playoffs.
Like, well, I don't think you could do that based on how great you're feeling about their offseason, though.
No, I think they didn't
do anything this offseason. No, they kept guys that they had, and they didn't have money to do much else.
Yeah, and every time that they've made impactful draft picks, every time they've had a first round pick or high picks, they make an impact right away. Like, I know in years past they redshirt guys. I'm not ready to just throw the Pats in the back, and I'm not ready to anoint the Buffalo Bills as the next coming year. Like, I don't the Jets, Sam Darnold out. Like, don't give me the Dolphins either. Unless somebody can overtake the Patriots in the AFC East, I think that they're doing the right thing with what they have right now.
All right, 617-779-0985. Joe is fired up. Joe, you want to give us some odds on the draft?
Yes.
You want to give us a couple prop bets on the draft?
Yes.
I feel like we could use a
right now.
And I have one more. There's odds that just came out of a potential Super Bowl matchup between the Patriots and Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, I love it. We're going to get to some draft odds and some odds on that Super Bowl matchup, Patriots-Bucks. We'll do that with Joe Murray. That's coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Doing a variety of other things, not playing football. And Hembo sent me a very interesting note here. I will just be completely straightforward with you. We will have Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, at some point very shortly. We're having technical issues connecting with him. We will have him in just a matter of moments. So I will bring Rex and Dan back in quickly here.
Wait, you're telling me the commissioner had technical issues on ESPN?
Yes.
They couldn't get him up and running?
Oh, yes.
And with the first pick in the NFL draft, this is what I want to hear. The first pick in the 2020 NFL draft is... And all of a sudden you can't hear anything. Like horse. Like the game of horse when everything went haywire.
Again, we don't need him.
Or when my feed goes down or Hardy's feed goes down or Zoe goes down. That noise. And you're like, wait, who was it?
That sounds highly optimistic.
Two would be. So we know Burrow's going one. the second overall pick, third, somewhere in that top 10, when there's actually some doubt over who it might be, that's when you want everything to go bad. That's when you want it to go bad. They've done a good job of keeping the picks under wraps the last few years. They don't want guys tweeting out picks before they happen. And for the most part, the national guys play along. But it'd be great to see him go to announce a pick and the feed goes down. Anyway, there are odds on that, on whether or not there will be a hacking or technical problems and all those items. What do you got for us today, Joe? What's sticking out to you about this draft?
So I think when it comes to the draft, for me, it's more about what's going to happen with that number three overall pick. I think we know that it's going to be Joe Burrow. It was announced, Channel 19 in Cincinnati already kind of told them that.
Yeah.
So number two overall pick, Chase Young is the big favorite. I don't think, do you guys see it that maybe Washington trading out or anybody else in that spot?
I have no idea.
Okay.
What are you asking me for?
All right.
I don't know.
All right.
I've been dreading this moment. I've been fearing this moment for a week and a half, and we got like a one-day reprieve because of the Rob Gronkowski news. I'm like, oh, crap. Actually going to have to talk about who's going to go where in the draft. If all of your props are like this, Joe, just okay. don't even ask me anymore.
All right,
you can leave me out of this conversation.
All right, let's just have some fun with it.
What do you see happening in there? No flipping clue. Next.
So this is from DraftKings, okay?
Okay.
Player drafted first, Tua Tagovailoa or Justin Herbert?
Ooh, now Tua. That's fun. Tua. I bet Tua goes first. I'm sure he's the overwhelming favorite.
Tua right now, he's got favorites over Justin Herbert. He's plus 240, Herbert 325.
Yeah, okay.
At the moment right. on so, that one.
See, right. Beetle, we do know something, or at least we
yep.
kind
who,
of.
Who will be the first wide receiver off the board?
I don't know. Who will it be?
I think it will be CeeDee Lamb of Oklahoma.
Me too. Yep, I'm with you.
I stand with Joe. Uh-huh.
Yep. All right, total amount of quarterbacks taken in the first round, over or under 4.5?
Ooh, I kind of
like
that.
Wait, I'm sorry,
one.
What is this?
All right, so one total quarterbacks taken in the first round.
That's a it's four
That's
and a half.
Lot. It sounds like a lot. I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go under on that.
So I lean under as well.
So that would be Tua, Burrow, Herbert, Love, and somebody else?
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, Eason maybe.
There's no way Fromm gets in the first
round.
I don't
think Hurts gets there either.
Here's what I think happens, though, because this is my prediction. And, again, based on not as much draft knowledge as a lot of other people out there. But if Tua slides, is it going to be because he himself is sliding or quarterbacks in general are sort of sliding down? Because I see it as being sort of a domino effect. Tua slides because of the injury, and then the run on quarterbacks gets delayed. So, I would go under on this.
Okay. I go under 4.5 as well. It's highly juiced at minus 500. So, that means you have
highly
to put...
Highly juiced. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said the same thing this morning.
Yeah, so you have to put 500 to 100. This is an interesting one. Will there be a running back taken in the first round?
No.
Yep. So, the under on that one right now is plus 230. The over is yes at minus 280.
Oh, so they are predicting there will be a running
will
back
be,
taken.
Yep. So
yes. Oh, that's I say yes.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift of Georgia is the favorite there.
Okay. Yep, that's who I'd pick.
That's the guy.
I needed a running back.
So here we go. Total wide receivers taken in the first round.
Ooh, this one's a good one because I have a number in my mind. Go ahead.
Well, let's see. Beetle, let's see how much we know. What do you think the total is?
It's either I would go 6 or 7.
I was going to say seven. Okay, 6.5. That's my number.
If I were setting it, I would put the if I were Vegas, I'd put that number probably at 6.5.
6.5 is the number, Joe.
5.5 is the number.
Ooh, pound the over.
Pound the over, baby.
No,
pound that over.
No way. Now I don't know.
No,
if I should
you don't
ask,
agree.
Should
you
I
don't
ask
agree
you
with that?
who would be the six receivers?
Well, I don't know that we have time to name all those guys.
Lamb,
but
Lamb. Lamb's good. He's off the board.
Jerry Judy.
Judy out of Alabama.
There's
Alabama. A good player.
There's a guy named Henry Ruggs. He's very good.
What's the kid at Clemson? There's a kid at Clemson that's
His
really
name
good.
Is T. Higgins, but he's
Thank
falling.
You. Yep.
He's got medicals. I'm going under, and I gave this out on the DraftKings over-under show this past Saturday. Under 5.5, give me plus 210. So 100 bucks gets you 210 on that.
No, I'm pounding that over,
that's good action.
Over, over, over. Give me the overs. I'm going with six guys. Six guys will get six receivers in the first round.
All right. Total of offensive linemen taken in round one. Six and a half, over, under.
Under. Under. I'm going over on the receivers. That means there's less of something else. It's got to be the linemen.
I'm gonna go over on everything and also hope that they extend the first round. I don't know how they would do that exactly. Maybe you get two picks with every selection, like toward the end.
All right, let's get some good stuff here. Justin Herbert's draft position.
Well, Hardy, you can hedge here, right? You're hedging by just going over on everything. Something's bound to go over.
That's true. Justin Herbert's draft position, over under 5.5.
I'm sorry,
Justin Herbert.
I'm going under.
He's going to go over. Later.
He's going to go higher than that.
Oh, so you think he's going in the top five?
Yeah, Joe, can you explain that for a second?
No.
Hardy's got a good point. What is the over-under? Like, is it over the number of the pick, or is it over meaning a higher pick? I've never understood that.
Nope. So to explain this, what it is that there's obviously multiple picks in the first round. So will he be...
There are multiple...
Can you explain it after you put a sniper bullet behind my ear, please?
Is he gonna go?
There are.
Is he gonna go five?
There are multiple picks in that first round.
Is he going
which
five
is something
or
you
lower?
Remember, whenever you're looking at any of these odds, there are multiple picks in this round. Okay,
so the number—it's the number pick. It's not the actual like. It's not a like you would think. Over it means he's going to be picked higher. No, over means he's going to be picked with a better with a worse pick.
Is he going to be the fifth pick or lower?
Now I understand.
Lower as in a lower number?
Like one?
Which is a higher
is it going to be the
later.
First pick?
Can we go earlier
pick?
Or later? Let's go earlier or later.
Later. Okay. I go later.
Later.
Okay. All right, then.
Actually, wait. It's at 5.5, though? I think the Dolphins could take him. So
that's correct. And the Chargers are at 6, so that's why the number is 5.5.
You know what? I bet the Dolphins I think the Dolphins could take him. So this is really what you're betting. Do the Dolphins take him? Right? Isn't that where you're sort of...
Tua Tagovailoa. Over, under, 5.5. Draft position.
I don't... Can we go earlier or later,
can we do
please?
Earlier or later, please?
Said, earlier later. Or later than
he's
going to
slide.
Half.
Slide. Later.
I'll go earlier just because I love the action.
I'm going over on that one. I think he
which
falls.
Which means what?
You can't, no,
you can explain that to us
so
again.
So I don't think he's a top five pick.
I don't either.
I don't think he's a top five pick in the draft.
Later.
Oh, you guys, later. You guys are.
Depends on who takes Lamb.
You guys, man. Seriously. All right. One more. All right.
You're making a mockery of the only live event we've had in months.
I know, and just because there's
just because there's nothing else,
not going to make me more interested in the draft than I ever have been in my life.
Hold on, right? Tua over. It's one more reason. And Lockhart brought this up to me the other day. Lockhart's a draft expert. He says the Dolphins won't take him.
Serious now?
The Dolphins don't take him at 5 because they'll pick a position player at 5, use their other two picks to trade up to like 9 or 10. They can get ahead of any other team that wants to trade up because they have 2 first round picks after that. So Tua maybe goes 8 or 9 with the Dolphins, and they take a player before that, so they get better value.
Hardy, I don't believe that knowing little to nothing about the draft will stop anybody from wagering on it.
No.
In fact, I would strongly encourage wagering on it, regardless of what you know about it or what you think you know about it.
Okay. Sure.
All right. So, what draft round will Jalen Hurts be selected in?
2, second round.
Okay, -125. Right now. So if he slips a little bit, you can get him a +155 in the third round.
I'm gonna go open the door behind me because if there's a guy with a rifle out in the woods behind the house, he can take me out. Hold on.
No, Harry, just so you know, the DraftKings over under show is at 7 a.m. on Saturdays. I think that used to be the golf show at one point, right? So I'm sure Hardy's happy to give up the time. What we're doing right now is, Tom can tell, it's probably driving him crazy that this happened.
Do you want some audio instead to mix up these picks a little bit? Tom has exclusive audio of the first pick in the draft.
Hurts is going in the second round, though. Okay, let's hear it.
The Cincinnati Bengals select.
That's exactly what I want to have happen.
Oh, God, please, please.
The Cincinnati Bengals select.
What? We're having, and can you mix in Greenberg there, too, saying, oh, we're having some technical difficulties with the commissioner? Throw him on that, too. Oh, perfect.
So good.
I got two more for you. Will a kicker be drafted this year?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
All right. And finally, would you bet on this? This has nothing to do with the draft. But Five Dimes just came out with the over-under.
Okay.
Sorry, not the over-under. For the Super Bowl matchup. So would you bet on the Bucks and Patriots meeting in the Super Bowl at plus 7,000?
Ooh.
Plus 7,000.
So $100 gets you 7,000.
No, it's a waste of $100. Not doing it.
I mean, think about it. Patriots win the East, right? I mean, could they win the AFC? I don't know. See,
yeah, I don't love either team's chances of being there. So, no, I would not. I would not make the bet.
Would you bet the right now? It's even money. NFC South, Bucks and Saints. Who would you pick coming out of that division?
Oh, that's more fun. I'd probably take the Saints still. I still would pick the Saints to win their division.
And they just announced today through Zoom that they're not having an off-season workout program.
Yeah, I don't. I know that's sort of a story right now that just came out today, as you just told us. But I don't think that's a huge deal. I don't think it's a big deal for them. If it's just more about the on-field workout stuff, they're not going to keep tabs on that. If it's everything, I would say, well, that's a little different. You should be able to give guys something that they can do.
So different
team related.
Different books have it, by the way. The Bucks Patriots sports book has it at plus 13,000. You wouldn't put $50 on that, Hardy?
No. Would you?
Yeah.
You're doing it?
Well, I mean, I'd put $25 on it and still come away with a couple of thousand.
Yeah, I mean, if you get to crazy, crazy numbers like that, it's what, and now it's worth like, you know, $20 or $25. Sure. You know, I made some dumb $20 bets before, but you asked me if I would put $100 down on the Pats and Bucks being in the Super Bowl. No. Not putting $100 down it, but 20 at plus 13,000? Sure. Yeah, I'll do that.
Speaking of the Bucks, you know, today there was a tweet that says the following from a reporter named Melanie Collins. And this tweet says, I just want to give you who it is that she works for. NFL
she does
on
sidelines
CBS.
For CBS, yeah.
Okay, yep. Well, she's got a relationship with Bruce Arians because she tweeted today, I just got off the phone with Bruce Arians. He told me the idea to bring Gronk to Tampa was Tom's.
Yep.
And although he wasn't sure it was going to be possible, Brady kept pushing with Gronk. And Jason Light reached out to New England to find out what it would cost to get him, and the rest is history. Brady was pushing his team and kept pushing along with Gronk to get Gronk to Tampa. I read that, and I think the head coach's reaction couldn't have been all that exciting, or, you know, he couldn't have expressed, yeah, absolutely, if he wasn't even sure it could happen. It sounds like maybe there was some hesitation there on the part of the Bucks. But
yeah, if it was,
Brady's
if
apparently
it was
calling the shots down there.
Yeah, because it's not, I mean, it's not like a free move. It's, you know, it's going to cost them a significant amount of money, and they're going to have to free up some space somewhere else. And that tells you what Brady's influence is down there. And it also tells you, like, how many people were asking about this. How many times was in whatever conversations Brady had with the teams that he did talk to this offseason, did he have to bring it up each time? Like, hey, just so you know, before we get too much further along, wherever I go, Gronkowski's going to go too. I mean, was he ever asked about it at first, or was it something that he had to bring up each time?
I don't know. But, well, it's just sort of an interesting thing that Brady now has that power there that he didn't have here and was never going to have here. And quite frankly, he shouldn't have anywhere. You shouldn't have your quarterback making moves like he's the GM of the team. So if that was part of the reason why Brady left, that's a bad reason to do it. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls. Another hour to go here on Zolak and Bertrand. Joe Murray is with us in the Town Fair Tire Studios. More on Rob Gronkowski to Tampa coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. Make sure you go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, for all the latest coverage on Rob Gronkowski going to Tampa Bay. But you can also listen to us live there. Download our app, the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. And if you're at home, remember to tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub. All right, with Rob Gronkowski going to the Tampa Bay Bucs and wanting to come back and play with Tom Brady, do you think the other teams that may have been interested in Tom Brady, let's say the Titans or the Chargers or the Raiders, their interest was minimal, I think, at best, based on what we learned through the reporting on the matter? Do you think any of those teams regret not having more interest in Tom Brady based on Rob Gronkowski now joining him in Tampa Bay? What do you guys think?
No, I don't think so, because I think Tom Brady probably made it known to anybody that he talked to that Rob Gronkowski was likely to join him with whatever team he chose. So this doesn't change their decision. They knew when they were talking to him that it's not only...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. Make sure you go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, for all the latest coverage on Rob Gronkowski going to Tampa Bay. But you can also listen to us live there. Download our app, the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. And if you're at home, remember to tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub. All right, with Rob Gronkowski going to the Tampa Bay Bucs and wanting to come back and play with Tom Brady, do you think the other teams that may have been interested in Tom Brady, let's say the Titans or the Chargers or the Raiders, their interest was minimal, I think, at best, based on what we learned through the reporting on the matter? Do you think any of those teams regret not having more interest in Tom Brady based on Rob Gronkowski now joining him in Tampa Bay. What do you guys
no.
think?
No, I don't think so, because I think Tom Brady probably made it known to anybody that he talked to that Rob Gronkowski was likely to join him with whatever team he chose. So this doesn't change their decision. They knew when they were talking to him that it's not only Brady. There's a chance we get Gronkowski too. So seeing it happen, no, we knew that was a possibility if he came to us too. Doesn't change things.
Yeah, I think that maybe other teams might not have given Tom Brady a guaranteed deal or that type of money and bring Rob Gronkowski in. So I think the Bucs were the only team to do it. And, you know, maybe they thought they could have gotten Antonio Brown too. It's still a question mark. Why Tampa Bay, right? I mean, is that still up? I'm still curious why he picked them. But maybe that's one of the reasons why is he could bring one of his buddies over and get paid at the same time.
Well, you picked Tampa Bay because Tampa Bay was the only one that really made a real offer. That's what I think. I mean, where were the other offers?
Well, it made him a real offer and possibly bringing Gronk.
I mean, did any of those other teams even make him a real offer? I think is a real question. So I think his options were limited, but I wonder if some of these other teams wanted, and if they knew this, did they have any more or less interest based on knowing that Gronk could potentially come out of retirement and request a trade to that team? So to look at it on just this, it would be Brady and Gronkowski, you have to pay them and you're going to give up a fourth-round pick. But let's go back to what we had heard from Adam Schefter in his report earlier, which was, oh, you wouldn't believe the names. You wouldn't believe the names that now want to play in Tampa Bay. And if that's true, even if Rob Gronkowski is not the Titans or Chargers or Raiders' idea of getting a great deal, do they regret not going after Brady just for that element of being able to attract other players? And, you know, Rob Gronkowski being the example here, but do they regret it because of that? I do wonder. And yeah. I still don't understand why a team like the Titans wasn't after him harder than they were.
I don't understand that part of it either, and the only thing I can think of, Beetle, is they looked at it as a timeline thing. They said wherever Brady goes, he's going to end up there for a year or two, and it's not like you're going to get players to come in and commit for any longer than he's going to be there. And if you've already got a system in place, if you already have a quarterback, you know, to me it's, you know, San Francisco is the example, not to, you know, go down that road again of them saying that, of course, they considered Tom Brady. But if you already have your quarterback, seemingly for a long time, well, we've got a good quarterback here that we think, if not now, at least eventually will help draw players here. And this quarterback is going to be here for 5, 7, maybe 10 more years. It's not a good enough trade-off to get Tom Brady in here. So what? So we can attract a bunch of guys who might be rentals, you know, via trade or free agents who are only going to sign here for a year or two? No, it doesn't make sense in terms of the length of time that the benefit would give them in return, and it doesn't even make sense money-wise. So now I just can't see it as being that big of a draw for a guy who's only going to be playing another year or two.
All right, 617-779-0985. Let's get back to some of your calls on this. Thanks for hanging on. Joyce is in New Hampshire. Hi, Joyce.
Hey. I listen to you guys all the time, every day. I have never, ever called. So first time calling. But I just, a little while ago, you were talking about Gronkowski, and I think that it's, you know, I do think he loves football. I think you're being a little hard on him, but the thing I think is that he needed the year off. I mean, it was all the publicity about, you know, his body just being hurt and hurt and hurt. And he did, after he left, talked about how he was healing. And I just think that had something to do with it. I mean,
I'm sure it had something
with Brady, but
yeah, I'm sure it had something to do with it. So you're saying that if Tom Brady was still here in New England, Gronk would still be coming back.
I think it's possible. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, I don't know. I think they both probably wanted to get out from underneath Belichick, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I believe, you know, all the stuff about the tension between Belichick and Brady. I mean, I'm sure it was there, but I hope he does well, but I was shocked when I heard that. My little daughter at 14 called me from a friend's house, and she was like, "Mom, you'll never believe it. Gronk is coming back." So she was excited.
Yeah, and I don't completely discount it either. I think there's I think he was beat up, and I believed him when he said and sounded like a guy who was done playing football, that it was too much on his body. But he also sounded like he had figured things out at least physically, early on last year. You know, like it didn't take until the middle of last season or toward the end of the season before he came out and said he felt healthy again. No, he, you know, with the CBD stuff, and he had, you know, he came out and said he was feeling strong, he was feeling good, and if he really wanted to play, the Patriots would have had him back in a second last year. They would have loved to have had him come back and help out the offense last year. The fact is, it was, and again, to kind of go back to a theme that we've been revisiting time and time again this offseason, why can't it be both? His body was banged up and he needed some time away from the game, but he was also done playing for Bill Belichick. Only in this case, I think it was more, based on what happened yesterday, more he was done playing for Bill Belichick. It can still be both, but he was all done playing for Bill, and that was that had more to do with the decision than his body being too hurt to play anymore.
I'm going to move on to the next call. Tom is in Newton. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, hey, guys. So now with Gronk going to Tampa, I mean, I sort of look at the big picture, which is the number of guys that have headed for the exits in New England the last few years is just staggering. I mean, Gronk couldn't take it anymore, so he retired, and now he's coming back because he gets to play with Tom somewhere else. I mean, we know Brady couldn't take Bill anymore. I mean, you remember Amendola's exit interview with Mike Reese a few years ago in the car when he was just kind of trash-talking Bill. You've got all these great core Patriot players, like guys like Nate Ebner, who's like a Bill, you know, Belichick disciple, if there ever was one. He left. You've had all this coaching turnover. It seems like every year all the assistant coaches have turned over. And I look at it and just say, I hope Bill knows what he's doing, because nobody wanted to be in this post-Brady reality as much as Bill. So here he is. He's got what he wants, and I hope he knows what he's doing. Because if they're like 5-11 this year and the Buccaneers are, you know, like lighting it up at 12-4 or 13-3 and something like that, that's a bad look for Bill. So I hope he's got a plan. What do you guys think? Thanks.
I think the assistant coaches and players like Amendola too, those guys are getting much better offers. You know, I'm not going to begrudge any assistant coach and don't view it as him leaving Bill because he has a chance to go, you know, get a promotion somewhere and either be, you know, an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, or a head coach. That's not a mass exodus. That's somebody moving up in the coaching ranks, like happens on every team. And even with certain players, no. I mean, these guys were not fleeing New England. You know, Deion Lewis, Malcolm Butler, you know, they weren't jumping to get out of here. They got much better offers from other teams. Went to sign on for a lot of money, a lot of guaranteed money elsewhere. I don't count them in the same – I don't mention them in the same breath as I do Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. These are special circumstances here. I don't know. Do you think of all those things in the same way, Beetle?
No, I don't. I agree with what you're saying on this. No. And so I think that when you say, you know, these guys ran out of here, well, not exactly. Brady didn't run out of here. Did Brady run out of here?
No. He played till the end of his contract.
They're not all the same. Like, they're not exactly the same. They're not here anymore. That part is the same, but no, I don't say that. Joe, you had something to say?
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I'll play Jeopardy Joe for a minute here.
Yeah.
Can you name someone that's actually left the Patriots and has been truly successful? And you can say Chandler Jones. We know Adam Vinatieri had a good run and won, but like, has anyone left and truly impacted the loss? Like, and it truly impacted the Patriots?
Not really. I mean, it impacted how? I mean, Chandler Jones has been a good player since he left.
Yeah, led the league in sacks. But, I mean, he hasn't done anything for his team. You know, like Vinatieri's one that I can think of.
Yeah, Vinatieri.
But has anyone that Bill has moved on from truly hurt them? No.
No.
I mean, there's a handful. But I don't know why that's such a bad, like, that's a knock. Like, in this league, you are eventually going to move on from some guys who might have success elsewhere.
Yeah.
You can't keep everybody.
But they haven't, though. That's what I'm saying. Bill's made the right decisions.
But a part of that is because players under this team, on this team with superior coaching, have been sort of the best versions of themselves. Do you know what I mean? And so have the Patriots had a lot of star players leave in their primes? Like a lot of really top-notch players.
Trey Flowers, you know, I mean, he's
a good player.
You know, the big tackle.
He had a good year.
The Raiders last year. No, I'm just saying, have they hurt the Patriots when they've gone and left? No. Like, they've never been like, oh, man, we really let that guy go.
Yeah, but that's tough to say with any team and any player who leaves. I mean,
it's been 20 years,
all
Hardy.
I'm saying, 20 no, but, years. But, no Joe, one... that, this is my point. It shouldn't mean that because they let a player go, he's going to suck somewhere else.
No,
that's not
what
true.
I'm saying is that he's made the decision to let guys go, and it truly hasn't impacted the team. Like, maybe Deion Branch.
Yeah, I was just about to say, maybe,
you know,
trading Deion Branch away wasn't a great idea when they decided to do that.
But it's not, you know, Deion Branch's fault that they had a 21-6 lead in the AFC Championship game and lost. So, I mean, that's where it came to hurt them, and that was on the defense.
Yeah, I would even argue that the greater thing was not moving on from Deion Branch. It was not replacing him with anything. Yep. Like, the guys they had on the field were just not good enough.
Like, Welker let go. You know, I mean, they replaced him eventually with Amendola.
Yeah, but I think you're describing a situation that is true for most teams. I can't think of a lot of examples where a team had been successful, moved away from a player that
Antonio,
you know,
Brown.
What about Antonio Brown?
What about him? I don't understand.
No, I'm saying he left the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know he didn't do great himself, but they weren't as good of a team without him.
But he's not playing football
I'm
anymore.
Just saying,
he left the Steelers. He's never played again.
Wow, that's the example.
I mean, I'll work.
Give
on
me
well,
the
glad,
example.
I'll tell you what, if that's the example, I'm glad the Patriots haven't been burned by anybody.
Give me the example
Holy
of a team
crap.
Who you know was successful, moved on from a player.
The Colts. The Colts with Peyton Manning.
That's also a bad example.
Yeah, I know. But
the Colts weren't wrong to
let him
go.
Luck ended up retiring on. I'll work on it. All I'm saying is, Bill Belichick's decisions have worked. The fact that he's moved on from guys,
of course they have
worked.
Yes, because you don't. Because very, very seldom does a team move on from a guy who is playing well within the system and is still working out. I mean, give me the example. Again, give me the example of a team. Oh, what a boneheaded move. They were doing so well. This guy, they traded this guy or they let him go in free agency, and it really came back to bite him in the ass. Where is it?
I'll work on it.
Any team, not just the Patriots, any team.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Very good. Okay. I want to get to the agent for Rob Gronkowski, Drew Rosenhaus. He had some comments on SportsCenter last night at about 6 o'clock that it just makes me wish I had the confidence and general debaggery of an NFL agent, because, man, the ballsy statements that came out of this guy last night were incredible. We'll get to Drew Rosenhaus coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.